Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 399 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, me and sent for me one time. The first time I went there, Chief Lanford, Mr. Dorsey, Mr. Stevens, and the stenographer was there. They all asked me questions. One would ask me a question, and before I got that answered, another would ask me a question. The next time I went there, Mr. Dorsey, Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, and the stenographer were there. Mr. Dorsey did all the questioning this time. When Mr. Frank was engaged on his work in the factory, he was very intent on his work, very earnest and industrious. I don't think a day passed at the factory that Mr. Frank did not get nervous. When anything went wrong, he would wring his hands, and I have seen him push his hands up through his hair. When things went wrong, it would upset him. If anything out of the ordinary happened, I have seen him 1,000 times, I suppose, rub his hands. At a factory like this, things don't usually go right all day. There is something wrong all the time. When anything went wrong, it rattled him, and he would frequently call on me to straighten it out. He would show the mail, and he would raise sand about over to Montag's with the mail, and he would raise sand about something, and he would come back very nervous. If Mr. Frank saw anything going wrong inside the factory, he would refer the matter to me. I never saw Mr. Frank speak to Mary Fagan. I don't know whether he knew her or not. I didn't know we had a girl by that name in the factory until I found it out after Ward's. The two men working up in the fourth floor all day Saturday could have come to the second floor into the metal room and down into the basement if they wanted to. They had the whole run of the factory. Yes, I have seen all kinds of papers down in the basement. The paper that note is written on is a blank order pad. It is either the carbon or white sheet. One is white and one is yellow. That kind of paper is liable to be